Greetings, everyone. By way of introduction, my name is Steve Keller, and I'm the CEO Chief Strategist for IV and IV2, audio branding agencies based in Nashville, Tennessee and Frankfurt, Germany. We offer our clients a wide array of services drawn from our agency's core competencies: strategy and design, asset creation and procurement, research and testing, and asset management. We work with a diverse group of advertising agencies and brands, including fast-moving consumer goods, hospitality, automotive, financial, healthcare, fashion, and more. You can find out more about our company by visiting ivaudiobranding.com. The biggest disruptions in the sonic space continue to come from technologies that impact the way audio is delivered, received, and engaged. Sonic Notify, Shazam, Spotify, Pandora, Blipar, Bone Conduction, Audio Fingerprinting, Beacons. These are all fairly recent technologies and applications that allow audio to not only be heard, but to be a force that engages consumers, influences brand perception, shapes purchase intent, and mines data for analytics. New technology is forcing us to move beyond thinking of sound merely in terms of creation or execution. We're forced to think about sound behaviorally. And as a result, audio branding isn't simply concerned with the strategy of designing and creating audio assets like an audio logo or a brand theme. It's also an integral part of user experience or user interface, where sound is a part of habit formation and offers brands a behavioral edge. Here's something interesting to think about. Historically, we focused on audio from a delivery system point of view. What we hear in a commercial or as part of retail atmospherics or the sonification of a device. But now, our devices are actually listening to the world with us and interacting with the sounds they hear. This adds another layer of strategy and tactics to consider, offering a huge ROI for our brand clients. It also impacts how we think about audio recording, production, delivery, and engagement. As brands focus more on meaning and experience, they'll continue to gravitate to marketing initiatives that are driven by sensorial elements. As audio branding specialist, it's not enough to simply think of audio as an aspect of brand identity. We need to also understand the power of sound in the context of the brand experience. Audio agencies have an opportunity to offer consumer engagement strategies where brand-centric audio is really central to the marketing initiatives. I'm excited that the 2015 ABA Congress will be held in Berlin. It's a vibrant city with a strong entrepreneurial spirit. It offers an incredible blend of history, modernity, technology, and art. In keeping with that spirit, I'm happy to see that the Congress is offering an Academy Day this year. It's an opportunity for those new to audio branding to explore our discipline a little bit more. In addition to overviews and best practices, I think it's important to help newcomers understand the difference between execution-based audio branding and strategy-based audio branding, and the difference that distinction can make to brands. Finally, there's a lot of work to be done in measuring the real ROI of audio branding. It's always a central discussion with clients, and it would be great to see the ABA tackle that topic in a workshop or a keynote presentation. We're happy and honored to be members of the Audio Branding Society. We've seen the organization evolve through the years, and we're confident that this year's conference in Berlin will be one of the best ever. After that, who knows? Nashville in 2016 sounds like music to our ears. See you in Berlin.